13:32 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Split Ends and a message to my girl at 17:08. Let's turn our attention now to NRL and Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast joins us. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning to everyone. I hope you've had a wonderful week.
And to you as well. Well, last night, of course, a win to the Broncos. I reckon they're just about to get ready to erect a statue of Kevvy Walters next to Wally Lewis.
Yeah, throw him in there, the little fella. 36-12 winners over the Knights. Their fifth win in a row. What impressed me last night, they didn't play flamboyant or silly or overconfident footy to start with. They wrestled, they grinded for 50 or 60 minutes. Then they exploded once they were confident, once they thought they had the game secure. And that's what the Penriths, and in particular Melbourne, have done over the years. Melbourne have notched up a lot of big scores, but rarely is it 32-4 or 28-8 at half time. They go on with it after the 55th, 60th minute, and that's exactly what Brisbane did last night, despite the fact they got a baby roster.
Well, let's turn our attention to the Storm. They take on the Cowboys in Townsville tomorrow at 5:30.
Can you believe we are saying this is the game of the round and this is much must-watch or must-listen rugby league? The Cowboys, along with the Broncos, are the feel-good story of 2022 so far. There is no doubt about that. The Cowboys exceeding expectations, in fact, exceeding even the loftiest, most one-eyed Cowboy supporter expectations, and playing a brand of footy that is engaging to any rugby league fan. They are sensational to watch. It looks like they're having fun. They're playing confident footy. They're throwing passes that shouldn't be thrown, and they're coming off. But the biggest test in the game, I still think, remains the Melbourne Storm. Depleted, yes. On the road, yes. It's still the Melbourne Storm, and I cannot wait for this game at 5:30. Look, the Storm, in my eyes, are pretty much favourite in any game they play in. But when I was filling in the tipping sheets, I did tip the Storm, but I didn't do it with any confidence, mate. I didn't do it with any confidence.
You say that because I'm a Storm supporter. I get it. I totally understand. You don't want to upset me. I understand. But my boss here at Bundaberg Broadcasters is a Cowboys supporter, so we've been at each other for the whole entire week. So it'll be interesting, the conversation come Monday. On Sunday, Titans versus the Sharks.
Yeah, and the Sharks, with everything in their favour at Magic Round, which I thought was a resounding success. Although the Magic Round was terrific. The Sharks, with everything in their favour against the Raiders, who were depleted, who had three players sent to the sin bin, the Sharks couldn't get it done. Huge worry. I thought that performance from the Sharks lacked leadership, lacked direction, and lacked calm. So this, I think, is a massive game for Cronulla, for Craig Fitzgibbon. A month ago, Dan, we were saying they're top four and nothing will change that. All of a sudden, they've headed south on the ladder. Their performances aren't what they were 5 weeks ago, and there's a bit of a question mark over them.
Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast joins us this morning on the Big Brekkie. Let's turn our attention to your side of the Parramatta Eels. They take on the Sea Eagles.
Here we go again. It's Manly and Parra, one of the most famous advertising campaigns of the, I guess, late 70s, early 80s, especially for those in Sydney. It's a wonderful rivalry. The fans don't like each other. The players like each other even less. And this goes back 40 years to the grand finals and the finals of the 1970s. Two stubborn footy sides, with a bit to prove as well. Both last start losers, both very disappointing in Brisbane. They won't remember Magic Round very, very fondly as well. And I can't wait for tonight. I think we've got a game on our hands. That, of course, coming on the back of the the Dogs and the Tigers, and haven't the Dogs had a week they'd rather forget?
Well, I was going to talk, obviously, about that. Obviously, the news that Trent Barrett had announced his resignation, of course, came out late Sunday night that there was an emergency meeting scheduled for the board, and then come Monday morning, it was announced that Trent has resigned from the club. But it's been a tough time for Trent Barrett and the Bulldogs.
It has been a really tough time for Trent Barrett and the Bulldogs, and I say this respectfully because I've known Trent for a lot of years. He didn't help himself. Some of his team selections earlier in the year, different. Yep. I think that's a nice way of putting it, different. And I think what Trent has failed to do, he's got a really clear plan of how he wants to play his football. Sure. Which is good and well, but if you don't have that type of player in that type of position, you are changing the player and the player's style to suit your coaching style. Hmm. The great coaches, they say and have said over the years that their style of coaching, it evolves and it changes depending on the strengths of their roster. And I think that's where Trent has come unstuck. He is a wonderful footy mind. He's got a really clear vision of the game. I think he's a terrific coach, but I think what he has been lacking is the ability to evolve, change, and almost take a step back at times from your own coaching philosophies and say, okay, I know where we want to go, but we can't do that with this group of players, or we can't play this style, so let's rewind a little bit. Gentlemen, over to you.
And, mate, I guess we've got to talk about the podcast. Who you got this week?
Mate, a boy from just down the road, a boy from Baralabar by the name of Jason Hetherington, Bulldogs and Maroons royalty, and arguably the funniest man in rugby league in what is the most hilarious interview I think I've done. Some of his one-liners, absolute gold from... when he first came to Sydney at the Bulldogs and his car got broken into on week number one, to getting kicked off British TV. There are some hilarious stories in there, but there's also a really nice theme of a caring, genuine country bloke who remains unaffected by the fame that he that found him in Sydney. So that was our Legends series this week. And we've just had a podcast drop this morning, mate. The Weekly Wodge, it's got Craig Bellamy on it, it's got Ruben Wiki, Junior Paulo, Jazz Tavunga, Moses Mbai, Paddy Richards talking about 2013. There's 13 interviews in the one podcast, can be found on any podcast app. Search Andy Raymond Unfiltered.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Let's catch up next week.
Love to, buddy.